Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And live from Marion, Ohio, it is Friday night, 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, for those of you listening to this station, we are taking a two-hour break. There'll be 3 hours this weekend that we're going to take a break from the Charlie Evers tribute. These will be two of those hours at 10 o'clock tonight. We'll return to the Best of Charlie, and that will run all through the night, all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. Sunday night at, I believe, 6:15, we will air the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon, and then Charlie will return at 7 and take us through 8:15 on Monday morning. So the Best of Charlie continues right after this show tonight. So don't miss that. And it's been a lot of fun since we went off the air this afternoon at 1:10 listening to his old shows. I caught two of them this afternoon, and he was interviewing two, and by the way, these were not pre-chosen. He was interviewing, over the years, I was trying to think, 6 years he's been on, he had a lot of his family members on, and he had two different versions of his, two different grandkids, I guess is what I should say, on, and two of those shows played this afternoon, so it was good to hear them. Brandon, who was in here a lot with Charlie over the six-year run, and I can't remember who the other one was, but I know he was home from Germany at the time, and he came in and talked about medicine with Charlie and medical things going on. So it was good to hear those shows and some shows from Christmas time and so on and so forth. And Charlie's voice will be on this station forever and ever and ever. As long as the station is on the air, Charlie will be a part of it. That I can assure you. Now, we turn to this show tonight. Scott Spears along with you. Bales, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm perfect.
Yeah. I had to bring a kid with me tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. So, right before I left my house, Caden and Austin decided to get into, like, this knockdown, drag-out, you know, fist fight. And so, Austin wanted to come with me, and felt like that was probably the best.
It's been good so far.
Yeah. I mean, he's on there playing on my phone, so he's cool.
No big problems.
Yeah.
So, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, your fridge in there is disgusting.
Well, there's something in it that I'm not sure what it was, but it's spoiled, and I have not had a chance to go through it yet and figure out what it is. No, I don't think it's the eggnog. The eggnog's been in there forever. The eggnog would have long ago stunk.
Yeah, well, it is horrible.
Well, the eggnog will stay. But it's not the eggnog that's stinking. I'm sure somebody else has put something else in there recently that has went bad.
Well, let me
so
tell
it needs
you.
To be thrown out.
Yeah, it's... It was like a horrible, horrible smell.
Yeah, it was. It was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not denying that the smell was bad. I'm just saying that I haven't had a chance to isolate what the item is.
Maybe you should hire someone to come clean in here and organize.
Well, you know, somebody did offer to do that at one point, come in and frame the pictures and do things like that. I think that offer still stands. I just never had the person do it.
Yeah, maybe you should ask her.
I might.
Because it's rough.
I don't think it's that rough in here.
There's boxes everywhere.
Well, that's just because we didn't take those down to the basement. We thought it was better to keep those here. They're just decorations. It's not like they're boxes of... Listen, I've been to your house. This place looks like Spick and Span Central.
Okay, no it does not. My house, actually, I'm going through it right now to, because we're having a yard sale next weekend.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. So there's like stuff piled up because I'm getting rid of it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good to out with the old, in with the new. I believe in that.
And I bought a lot of new.
Second week in a row. I have a thing with this now on Friday night. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, boy.
You know what's weird? I never do that during the week, and I think it has to do with these headphones.
Do I make you nervous?
Not really. No, I think it has to do with the headphones.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because I never mess with the headphones during the week. I usually have papers laying here, and I'm usually going through those, so I never would set a cup there.
Oh.
Normally the cup would be sitting over here somewhere. And I would never bump it.
Do you need a napkin?
Yeah, I need a napkin.
I don't know where one is.
I'll find. Talk about something.
Well, you want me to go get you one?
Well, no, can't you talk?
Yeah.
Oh, talk.
So, I feel like I'm not talking to anybody.
You are.
So anyway, Scott is looking for a napkin because he just spilled his Diet Coke all over the desk. Oh, it's root beer? Oh, my bad. His root beer all over the desk. It's under the soundboard, so hopefully that doesn't get ruined. If I cut out, that's why, because he decided to spill his drink everywhere. Oh, he's coming back. Did you find a paper towel? Good job.
It was on the paper towel rack.
Oh, that, yeah. This where it should be. Paper towel rack. Now your headphones are all wet. Oh. Oh, boy. That's rough. I'm going to have to get you a sippy cup.
Maybe. Just and, for this night.
Oh, and you need new scissors at your house.
Scissors?
Yeah. Because I was trying to cut stuff on Monday and to open it, and your scissors are broken.
Well, those aren't my scissors.
Well,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were broken.
Those aren't the scissors I use.
Well, I tried to use them, and nobody was there to help, you know, so.
There was only, what, 18 other people in the house that day?
Well, yeah, your mom was by me, but she didn't know.
Well, why would anybody know? I don't have people roaming through my house looking for scissors.
Yeah, well, I found scissors.
All somebody would have to come and say, hey, where are the scissors?
You were busy.
I was busy Monday.
Yeah. So I was trying not to bother you. I was trying to, like, be helpful and
apparently
get things ready for you. I got it open.
You needed scissors to cut through plastic?
No, to open up, like, the meat trays. I couldn't get the meat open. Yeah. I just used my teeth.
Well, it's good to know nobody ate that.
No.
Thank God.
I didn't use my teeth on the meat.
Well, you never know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't have nails now, so I couldn't, like, break it open.
This is fascinating.
I know. But Monday was fun.
I had fun Monday.
Yeah.
I think everybody who was there, who mattered, had fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
Well.
So that's good.
I don't know. See, I don't really know, because you didn't say anything.
I know, I was quiet. That's not usual for me.
I don't know what that was.
I was just taking it all in. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'll just sit there.
You just couldn't stop. Yeah, I don't think you ever looked up from your phone.
Well, I...
Which is becoming a huge pet peeve of mine in life.
Well, I had a Facebook party going on because I sell Pampered Chef, so I was doing that.
That's a good time to do it.
Well, you got to do it when you got time. If people are asking questions, you got to answer.
Oh, see, I don't care to be that attached.
Yeah, well, that's how I make money, so.
Well, there you go.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Got to do what you got to do. But see, it made me reevaluate my guest list.
Oh, well.
But it's good. Don't worry.
Okay, don't invite me next time. I don't care.
It's not a big thing.
I invited myself anyway.
Well, that's good. And you have other parties to go to, so it'll be wonderful next time.
Oh, I won't be there for the 4th of July.
Well, yeah, there you go.
See?
What, our Labor Day? Or whatever the next thing is after that.
I know where you live. I'll just show up.
Well, you know where I live, but see, I do have locks on the doors, and I know for sure that nobody else has a key.
Well, I just want to be the one to point out that I was the one that let Mary Ellen in.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah. She didn't even know she was at the right house.
The door was open.
But she didn't even know if she was at the
right
house.
No, I had just been to the door. I was watching, and then I saw you coming from across the parking lot, and I saw her turning around to park. I was there. I was aware.
She was like, am I at the right house?
Well, she didn't know you.
I know, but she asked me.
What are the odds that she would ask somebody who just happened to be going to my house?
Well, I mean, we were walking to the same house.
Right, so. But there were a lot of people. But she didn't know that
was waiting for
But she
her.
Didn't know that was my house.
Yeah, I know. But she was in the right area, so.
What are the odds that you would be there at the same time? Not very good after this Monday. Those odds will never be in the favor again, but it's okay.
I didn't say anything I shouldn't have. That's why I didn't talk.
I told you after that party, I don't know why you got so clammed up when people started talking about politics. I thought...
I just don't like talking about it.
Oh, that's not true. You used to love to talk about that. That was your thing. You loved to talk about...
I don't.
Oh, yes,
I don't
you
even
did.
Know anything
oh,
about it.
Oh, you did.
It.
You did, too. You liked it. You used to say, I like to talk about it. And
I've never
this is
said
why
that
it was
before.
The first election I voted in and all this
it
sort
was,
of thing.
But I've never, I don't
I used
like
to try to badger
it.
Me, ask me what kind of politics I followed.
No.
Yeah.
Only because I saw a bobblehead in your house. So
that was given to me.
Yeah, but I was just assumed. It wasn't even like asking. I don't really care.
Well, that's good.
So.
You've asked me more than once, though.
Well, yeah, because it just became a thing with us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I really don't care. So.
Well, okay. I don't know if that's true or not. Because I don't really know that the people there Monday cared. I think they were making conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. Or care.
Well, you're full of fun tonight. This is kind of how you were at the thing.
What?
I don't care, I don't know, I don't care, I don't know.
I didn't say that, though.
No, but it feels that way. It feels very similar. I feel like you're going to start looking at something now and having some kind of party, and I'll be over here talking to myself.
Oh, maybe you should do that.
Well, I do it every day.
Oh, well, that's good.
Silence on the radio. This is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
This show will go up for an Emmy, I'm sure.
I hope so.
But all in all, for people who are wondering...
Actually, I don't, because I don't ever want to have to go make a speech in front of someone.
I don't think you have to worry. I will just say that Monday was fun. Because what I was surprised about was that particular group of people had never really been together. Some of them had been around each other before, but never all together like that. And immediately, when everybody walked in, everybody was talking. It was very easy. And
I mean, I talked when I first got there.
You were just kind of a wet blanket. I mean, I hate to say that, but I have to be honest. I think I said it this week on the radio, that this microphone is like a truth serum.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest.
Okay.
I can't lie.
Okay.
But I had fun, so that's all that matters.
Well, that's good.
And it was a quick cleanup. I was surprised. Usually cleaning up after something like that usually takes a little bit of work. But we had all paper plates and paper everything, so and cans of pop. So everything was ready, easy to get rid of.
That's
and
good.
The few dishes I had, put them in the dishwasher and off and running. And everybody brought what they were supposed to bring. So it really turned out very well.
Yeah. I'm glad that it turned out well for you.
I am, too. And then the rest of the week. I'll go through the rest of the week, since you seem so talkative. The rest of the week was tremendous as well. Now, on Tuesday, what I did was, I came here and I did my show. You can look at me all you want. You're not bringing anything to this program tonight, so I might as well talk.
I already talked.
I feel like I'm doing the morning show, and I just will have to continue on doing the morning show. Now, if you want to interject something at any time, like wave your hand and get on in.
Everybody already knows what you did this week.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
What did I do this week?
You talk about it all day long.
No, I didn't talk about any of the things I was about to talk about.
Oh.
I didn't get a chance to talk about the Memorial Day party at all this week. Just in passing, one day. I have not talked about anything I did Tuesday or Wednesday night this week. At all. On the air.
I know, you've had a busy week.
I have had a busy week. So now is the time I can vent all this stuff out.
Oh, well, I did stuff this week, too.
Well, do tell.
On Wednesday, I went and got a tattoo.
I would have never known that.
Right, I know. It only takes up my whole arm. But that was fun. And honestly, because this is my eighth tattoo, so I really thought that it was going to hurt a lot because... One, I don't have any on my arms yet. This was the first one. But I really thought that it was, like, going to be really painful. And it wasn't. Now, after he was done, like, the whole time, the whole, like, hour, 45 minutes or so that he was doing it, it was fine. Like, didn't hurt. Like, there was a couple of spots that were kind of tender, but it was fine. And then after, I was driving to my mom's, and it felt like my arm was on fire. Like, legit on fire. I thought that I was dying.
Oh, was that the punchline?
It wasn't a joke.
No, but I thought that we were going to have like a big crescendo to that story. Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to work out some kind of hand signals. Where when you're done with the story, you can tell me. Because sometimes I'm not sure if you're done or not. Because I think it's highly, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. And then, you know, it's like, woo.
Yeah.
It's like a heavy moment.
I see.
So what did we learn from that particular story?
That I'm not going to tell you stories anymore.
Oh, okay. Now can I tell my stories about what I did this week?
You sure can.
All right. Well, what I did on Monday is I had the big Memorial Day get-together, which was a lot of fun. I had a lot of interesting people there. I learned a lot at that particular Memorial Day get-together. I think I learned that I understand now why when you go to a big party like in Washington or New York, a lot of times they don't sit you with your spouse or the person you came with. Because I think when you end up around somebody you're not around all the time, you have more to talk about. Because you know what the stranger, you don't know what the stranger is going to talk to you about. And that's what I noticed about that party is the people who had never met talked more to each other than the people who had been together. And I think that's interesting. So now I think I know why people seat you separate when you go to big parties in New York and Washington like that. Because I always noticed that and wondered about that. So that's what I learned about Monday. Now Tuesday, I was going to cook. And it was hot Tuesday. Tuesday was the hot day this week. It was like the 90 degree humidity day. And I made a mistake because I have not turned on the air conditioning yet. Because I'm not a huge air conditioning person. And I have central air, but I just usually wait a while before I turn it on. Because I'm usually then turning it off and on. Because I like the way the house feels at night with the windows open. So air conditioning's back and forth with me. Plus, I'm not there a whole lot during the day. So why have it on? Now, Tuesday, I cooked dinner. And I decided to use the oven. That was a mistake. With no central air on. And no really wind blowing from outside. It was just extremely hot. But the dinner was good, and because I'd put everything back from Monday and cleaned everything up, I had a lot of stuff left over from Monday to have a good dinner on Tuesday night. So I had an outside, on the back porch dinner on Tuesday night. So that ended up being a lot of fun. Then Wednesday night, I decided to cook out, because after the fiasco on Tuesday, I thought, well, I'm just going to start the cooking outside. Because I'm going to eat outside again. And the person I was with on Wednesday was not the same person that I was with on Tuesday. So I think I looked, you know, they had no idea that I had had incident the night before. They probably just thought this was an, oh, why don't we grill out type of thing. So we grilled out on Wednesday and I grilled ribs. And I have not cooked ribs in a really long time. Certainly barbecue ribs. And they came out really well. And the secret to that, I think, was to pre-marinate the ribs before I put them on the grill. Now, normally, I would not have done that if I would have cooked them inside. I would have just cooked them. And then I would have put the barbecue sauce on after. But I marinated them because the person I was eating with on Tuesday was a little late. And I didn't want to put them on the grill early because ribs don't take that long to cook. So I was marinating them in there, and they stayed in there a little longer than they normally would have, and they ended up being really good, and I couldn't even tell you what the barbecue sauce was. It was whatever was in my refrigerator. And then I had fried potatoes, which are really a production for me, because you have to cut the potato. And I'm not a potato person at all. I don't like mashed potatoes. I'm really not a potato person in general. But if I'm going to have a potato, I usually have a baked potato. So you don't have to cut a baked potato. So to make fried potatoes, you have to cut it up. So I was cutting, and I left the skin on the potato, which a lot of people don't do when they do fried potatoes. But I actually think that tastes better. So I sauteed the potatoes with all kinds of whatever was on the counter. Basically, I put on these potatoes. And I was a little worried they wouldn't taste very good because of that. But the experimentation worked out okay, and I cooked them. See, here's where I think it went well. I cooked them on the same grill that I was cooking the ribs. And I think the residue from the ribs carried over into the fried potatoes and kind of marinated everything together, so it all kind of had that smoked barbecue taste. So then I had dinner on Wednesday night, and I also ate outside on Wednesday night. And that was very good. I got raves both nights for the food. So I feel that I'm ready for the Cooking Hall of Fame at this particular point. I might leave all this and just go cook for a living. Because I have fun doing it. I think it's artsy. It's kind of like pictures. It's kind of like writing. It's kind of like painting. And I'm into all that stuff. So I think cooking is just an extension of art, is what I've decided. So I think that's why I'm into it right now. I'm into my cooking phase. And then last night, which you think I'd remember better than anything, I can't remember anything except the fact that I went to the grocery store. I do remember going to the grocery store last night, and I do remember it being busier than I thought it would be, and I do remember some lady saying something to me about over half the people in the grocery store did not have masks on. And I remember it took me a long time last night to find... first of all, I was going to buy hamburger. Plah. Forget that. Because I don't... I live alone, and I don't need a whole log of hamburger. I just need enough for a hamburger or whatever I'm cooking. I don't need a whole lot of it. So I wasn't going to buy 3 pounds of hamburger. I didn't need 3 pounds of hamburger. Although Monday I'd bought a lot of hamburger because I cooked a lot of... And speaking of the Memorial Day cookout on Monday... Jump in anytime you want. I can go forever. I host a radio show. I can talk.
My word.
I can go up to the top of the hour.
I'm going to fall asleep.
No, people are loving this show. This is what they get every morning.
Oh, man.
So, back to Monday.
No, we're not starting over.
I'm not going back. I'm going back to Monday to make a point about the hamburger that I did not make. No notes. Here you go. This is radio, people. So, Monday I had bought more hamburger than I normally would buy. Because I was having people over, and I thought, I've bought too much hamburger. I ended up making, I think, like 6 hamburgers and 4 cheeseburgers. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, but I had also sliced and diced onion. I'd also made a lot of hot dogs for people. And I learned that that particular crowd, obviously the food of choice was the hamburger, because every hamburger was gone. So but nobody ever said to me that I ran out. Nobody ever said, you didn't cook enough, but they were all gone. So, obviously, hamburger is the preferred choice at cookouts, and I'm going to have to remember that next time and just buy more, double up on the hamburger, and I guess skip the hot dogs. Although, some people did eat the hot dogs.
Oh, probably now, because you ran out of hamburger.
Well, but a lot of people, but I grilled the hot dogs. I didn't boil them or cook them. I grilled them. And then I put them on the bun, and I had all the fixins, and by all the fixins at a cookout like that, which would mean I had mayonnaise, I had Miracle Whip, and I don't like when people call Miracle Whip and mayonnaise the same thing.
Yeah, because they're not the same.
They're not, and I had them both. Whatever you wanted, I had it. I had Miracle Whip, I had mayonnaise, I went and bought fresh ketchup, even though I really don't like ketchup. I went and bought fresh...
Hold on a minute. What's the difference between regular ketchup and fresh ketchup?
Ketchup that's not fresh is in my refrigerator, and fresh ketchup is one you buy at the store. So I had bought fresh ketchup the night before, because I don't eat
ketchup.
Because
your ketchup was old, basically.
Because I don't eat ketchup. So when I buy a bottle of ketchup...
It just sits there.
It just sits in there.
I after guess the event. Ketchup, like...
No, I don't eat ketchup.
So, all the
time. I went and had fresh ketchup, and I also had fresh mustard. I had to throw my old mustard out the night before. So I had that as well. And what else did I have to put up? Well, we had macaroni salad. My mother made homemade macaroni salad, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, that was nice.
There was potatoes, chips, and dip, all kinds of chips, which was good. Some desserts. You know, I tried one of those pies when the thing was over. I didn't try it till it was over. And it was like a caramel apple pie.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good.
I was
surprised
sure
at how good. Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Was
it had no corn in it. So the caramel apple pie was
cooked.
I think so.
Okay, then I could have, because you know I can't eat any fresh fruits or vegetables.
Right.
Because I'm allergic to the enzyme in dirt. So.
You think that they just like dumped fresh apples into there?
Well, they might have sliced them. Yeah, they might have.
No, nobody makes a pie and just puts fresh stuff in there. They cook it.
Not always.
Name
they might
one
put
pie.
Apples on top.
No, there were no apples on top.
Okay, well, that's what I was
all you had
asking.
To do was look at it. It was a pie.
Well.
In any event, there was also cherry pie. Now, the cherry pie I never ate, even though my... Well, here's how I got to both of the pies, because the person who brought the pies took the pies home. But they left 2 plates of pies for me because I had not eaten any pie while they were there. But
didn't your mom bring the pie?
Yes.
You said the person that brought them. Well, it was a secret who brought them.
No, it's not a secret. My mom brought the pies, and I ate the caramel apple pie that night for dinner, and that was good. But I never did eat the cherry. Matter of fact, I got to throw that cherry pie out now because nobody's ever going to eat that.
I would have.
So it's got to go.
You know.
And nobody who I had over this week on Tuesday or Wednesday wanted that godforsaken cherry pie, and I tried to pawn it off a couple times on people because it was sitting there in the refrigerator. I did get rid of all the macaroni salad. She left me like a maximum quantity of macaroni salad,
yeah.
So I was able to pawn that off one night. I had a person who really went to to bed on the macaroni salad. And I got rid of I think I have a bag of chips left.
But
I got rid of all I got rid of all the cheese chips. And the dip's all gone. I think everything is gone from the party now.
Well, that's good.
Except the cherry pie.
Yeah.
Which I'll throw that out later on.
Cherry pie is my favorite.
Oh, do you want to get in on this conversation now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Cherry pie is my favorite.
You were a little weak in the beginning, so that's why I had to pick up the slack there and run with it.
Yeah, because you're being rude, and I'm...
No, what? How was I rude?
You just were.
How? No, do tell.
No, because every time I say something, you act like it's not important.
Oh, no, you were talking about your tattoo. I just thought there was more to that story.
No, it doesn't matter what I say. It's not important.
No, that's not true at all.
Okay.
That is not true at all.
Okay.
See, that's rude.
Okay, well, I'm telling you how it makes me feel.
Oh, what other story did you tell besides the tattoo story? Nothing.
I talked earlier the whole time you were on spilling your drink, which I still see under your soundboard.
Well, that wasn't interesting.
Yeah, nothing I say is interesting.
Well, you were
you.
Talking about what I was doing. I knew what I was doing. I was cleaning up spilled
pop. Austin.
Well, I knew he was here.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. So anyway, I like cherry pie. My grandma actually made me an entire cherry pie the other day. Well, it was like a couple weekends ago for Austin's birthday. Do you see where I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, it's like in the corner. It's like stuck. Like, it's like under it. In the corner. No, on this. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, well, that's it.
Did you tell another story?
No. Do you hear that music out there?
No, I'm just saying, you didn't say anything there?
You didn't hear me?
I was cleaning up.
Oh. No, I just said that my grandma made me a cherry pie.
Oh.
Because she does that sometimes. Like, she knows that it's my favorite, so she'll make me stuff and bring it over.
Very nice.
Yeah. When we go to family outings, she'll keep it in her car. She'll make me my own. She'll bring one for everyone to share, and then she'll make me my own and keep it in the car and give it to me when we're leaving.
That's a nice grandmother.
I know. I'm her favorite.
I think I was my grandmother's favorite, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's always nice. It's always nice to be the favorite.
I was close with one of them.
Yeah, I'm close with one. The other one, not so much.
The other one I was okay with. We didn't have any bad terms or anything. I just didn't see her a whole lot.
Oh. Yeah, no.
I don't think I was on bad terms with anybody in my family, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, because somebody said something derogatory last week, and I did not realize it about we didn't say who, but I just want to point out, for the record, that the person last week who you said in my family that I don't get along with, because you said that on the show last week, because I was talking about the big cookout coming up. Now, but you didn't say who, and we're going to keep it that way. But I just want to notify the audience that karma's bad. And today, that person called me on the telephone out of the blue and invited me to something.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
What'd you get invited to?
An event.
Why didn't I get invited?
Nobody wants
like
you
me.
There. Nobody wants you there. Nobody wants you. I wouldn't. If I knew you were going to be at something, I would not go.
That's false. You go to all this stuff.
That's at my house. But I'm saying if I had to go to something someplace else and I knew you were going to be there, I would not attend. I mean, I probably won't go to this thing that he invited me to today.
I'm going to text him.
Well, you go right ahead. But I will not be there.
And I'm going to ask where my invite is.
Well, that's good because I would not go. And thank goodness. I have no intention to go, but I appreciate that they... So that tells me that obviously there's no bad terms. I think that's been amped up a little more than what it really is. I think it's more... You know what I think it is? I think that... Am I close to that person? No. We're not close at all.
I know both of you.
Right, but you don't know anything truthful. You only know what you've heard or what anybody's told you, and I don't think anybody's told you anything. So the truth of it is that that person is... I'm not close with them, but I'm obviously not on bad terms with them. I don't think they'd call me up and invite me somewhere if I was on bad terms with them.
I mean, yeah, probably not.
Right. So
unless another person in your family made them.
No, this was not like that.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Because I talked to the other person who would have been involved in that after that to tell them that I wasn't coming.
Oh. You didn't tell him that you weren't coming?
No, because at the time I thought, well, maybe I will. But then I thought about it for about 10 seconds.
When is this event?
Well, I mean, it's irrelevant to the point of this story.
Well, it's not irrelevant to me.
6 months from now.
I doubt that.
And I said, I just, I'm not going to...
Ooh, are they getting married again?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. But I didn't go to the last wedding, so I don't know why I would go to another one. I went to the first one. That was I'll go to one wedding, but that's it.
That's rude.
No. What? If you don't get it right the first time, I ain't got time to come to the other one. I don't like going to the weddings to begin with.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to a wedding in September.
In fact, we've talked about that. I write people off when they get married because married people become annoying to me. And I hate that because it's like their last... I've told you this, but when I leave a relationship with somebody or a friendship, I want to leave on a high note. Oh, by the way, remind me to bring this up. Because oh, God, who is this? Oh, this will be fat. Oh, I know who this is. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, both of you.
How are you doing?
Oh, you know. It is what it is.
Why aren't you here?
What else would it be?
What else? I wasn't invited.
I invited you on Monday.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, I don't remember.
No, why doesn't anybody listen to me?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Nobody listens. You don't listen. Sean doesn't listen.
So what's up, Sean?
Not much. I just called and listened to you guys' conversation. So you spilled your drink again?
Oh, but there's never much in the cup. I mean, I think it's because normally I have papers sitting there, and I don't get the papers out on Friday night because I have a co-host, but clearly I need the papers. So from now on, I'm going to get the papers out and set the cup where I normally set it, which is on the other side of the desk.
Yeah, because you wrote it last Friday too, I think.
I did.
Yeah.
It's like an every week thing now.
No, I thought maybe it was like a repeat or something you had on. That's why I was calling in to see if it was a repeat.
I don't remember what we talked about last week, but it could have been very similar.
Yeah. I did not make it yesterday. I totally forgot about this. I talked to Monday yesterday.
Make it to...
Huh?
Oh, we didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we did not.
Okay.
What did we not do yesterday,
well,
Sean?
That's the pointless.
Text me.
Huh?
I said, never mind. Yeah, no, we didn't end up doing it because when I heard that Linda was not coming, everybody else had kind of done their own thing. So I didn't think that, you know, when I knew Linda wasn't coming, I thought, well, why are we doing this?
Gotcha, okay. All right, good. I got off late from work yesterday, so. All right, so I didn't miss it. Well, that's good.
No. And I think, you know, anybody who wants to say anything obviously can say it in their own time, and I think that's what will probably happen. I think last night it would have probably just ended up being very few people.
Well, I'm glad I didn't miss anything because I totally forgot about it. When she called me and I got off work late, and I was like, well, okay.
No, she had sent me a message early in the day, and when I found out that she wasn't coming, I thought the only other people coming, I think there was only like two others, so I just emailed them quick, and I thought, you know, one had already said something, and the other will have a chance next week, so I thought that was probably the best way to go, because having three people I don't think would have been all that great.
Yeah, well, I figured I would have got a text message from you or something anyway.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so
what's your topic?
Well, now, it's me inviting you next week. Come do this with us. Friday.
Next Friday, I won't be here, so this will be good. You can take my spot next Friday, because I'm going to be on vacation the month of June.
Oh, see, that'll be better.
It will be. So, I'll be out next, like, the next four Fridays. You can sit in for me.
Well, no, she's leaving.
In July. I'm waiting. That'll be when I come back. So I'll be out the next four Fridays, and then she'll be out the following two. But If you can fill in for me in June, this would be great.
Are you taking a sabbatical?
Taking a sabbatical. Because, here's what happened. I got invited to some events tonight, so I feel like summer's ramping up now that we're in the full swing of the Memorial Day, holiday, official kickoff to summer. And I feel like I probably need to attend these events on Friday. So during the month of June, I'm going to take off from this Friday night program and allow you to come in and sit in for me and have scintillating conversation. And then
I think me and Herb would have like the number one show on the radio.
I think you would. I think that's absolutely correct.
He's not mean to me, so no, it'd be great.
Oh, God. And people who tell me about it, because there's not much chance of me listening to that, I'm sure will say good things. So that'll be great. So you'll take over for the month of June, and I will be off doing other things. I'll be on assignment. We'll say that. You know, you can hear the sound of a fishing reel when you hear that somebody's on assignment. Swish.
I'm going fishing on Sunday.
I love to fish.
Yeah, I'm taking the boys on Sunday.
Ah, fun.
So I heard that you have a tattoo. What was your tattoo? I just turned it on, and I heard you guys talking about your tattoo.
Yeah, let's hear that story again.
Yeah, no, my tattoo is of a lion. Like, I have a picture on Facebook.
Oh.
Did you not see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, well, you gotta go on my Facebook and look. But it's not done all the way yet, because I have to go back in 2 weeks. But it's of a lion, and it has some flowers, and... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so go on my Facebook and... Ooh, you should go.
I don't know what I want, though. I'm thinking about getting one.
Well, go on Pinterest. They have good ideas.
They got good ideas?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, but yeah,
I'll check it out.
What?
I will check that out.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Especially, you don't have any, do you?
No, I don't have no tattoos.
Oh, see, after you get one, you're going to be addicted, and then it's going to be a thing. I went from 1 to 8.
Wow.
I know.
Jeez. Are you still getting a tattoo?
No, I don't think so. I think I thought that through and have realized... Better senses have prevailed.
I told him he wouldn't. I knew he would chicken out.
Oh, man.
You know, sometime the good sense person comes down and says, "What are you thinking?"
So, Scott, you know, during the party, Memorial Party.
Yes.
That was I had fun. It was really fun.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the 4th of July is going to be even bigger and better. I have two people already on the list who didn't make it to the Memorial Day who now want to make it to the 4th of July.
There was only one problem, though. I wanted more hamburgers, but you didn't have enough.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do, because I know you and your brother are there. I'm just next time going to butcher the cow myself in the kitchen and just throw it up on the grill. I think that'll be good.
I was just joking. I heard you talk about that earlier. That's why I wanted that.
I was happy, though. I hate having leftovers. I love that all the meat was gone.
Yeah. No, you did a good job. You did a good job.
I thought it was 4-star.
Yeah. It wasn't quite 5, but it was 4, yeah. Maybe 4.5.
The company was 5.
Did you have a good time?
Well, I thought I did, but... I'm beginning to rethink that.
What happened?
Well, I had a good time with you, but Scott's been very mean to me, so I'm not sure that I really had a good time. Maybe he was just tricking me.
Oh, he's tricking you?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't give her cowboy boots yet?
Oh, no. But here's what I think will happen. We don't have to worry about 4th of July because she'll be out of town. And so that's not a problem. So the next big event will be Labor Day, that there'll be any kind of problem. And I think by that point, there probably won't be any kind of problem.
You know, they're shutting everything down. The white boom got canceled. I don't think there's going to be a 4th of July this year.
That's why I'm going to Texas, because everything's open there.
Oh, really? They didn't close anything down?
Well, they did, but they're open again.
Oh, so they're going to have their fireworks?
Yep.
That is the Mary, so Marion fireworks got canceled since the fair got canceled, right?
Yeah, and Morrow County did too.
Wow. Yeah, I can't believe the Red, White, Moon got canceled.
I know. I don't know what Scott's doing. He's reading something.
Well, I'm just for the next 4 weeks, it's going to be you two. So I'm just kind of letting you guys feel it out here. And then...
Oh, we'd have lots to talk about. He's not mean to me.
No, it's going to be a great show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. Because
me too.
Now, yes?
So who's your guest? So, Scott, who's going to be your guest host like you got?
Well, that's going to be you. Oh, you mean when she goes?
Yeah, when she goes on her vacation.
Oh, you'll just have to tune in those 2 weeks. That person's lined up and ready to go.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I prepare.
Who is it?
Well, I really can't get into that right now. I'll get into that June, when I come back on June the 3rd. It'll be 4th of July Eve. 4th of July Eve.
Absolutely.
So promote
you
that.
You know what I was thinking about? Instead of having fireworks, why can't they just do laser shows?
Well, I don't think it's the fireworks that is the problem. I think it's the people that are going to, you know, get it together.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's like the group. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't keep people 6 feet apart.
Yeah. So, but Texas, they don't care, do they?
Well, no, and you can buy your own fireworks there, so.
So you going back to your home city?
No, I grew up in Alabama.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you was in Alabama.
Yep. No, we're flying into Dallas, and then we'll probably go all over.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a trip to Dallas. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, they're letting...
What? Oh, go ahead.
I said they're letting people watch their sports 25% of, capacity.
Wow.
So, maybe you can catch a game. I bet the tickets are probably really expensive, though, if it's only 25%.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have fun. Who are you going with, your sister?
No, my kids.
Oh, your kids?
Yep.
That's good for you. I hope you have fun.
I will.
All right. Scott, do you have any topics?
No, I'm just counting down to the break. I want to see if you guys could sustain a conversation until the break.
Oh, what time is the break?
About 2 minutes. So throw a topic on the table and we'll see how this goes. This will be a good preview for the next 4 weeks.
You know we can make this number one, right, Bailey?
Oh, I know we can.
I hope so. I hope so. Because I need a break. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you're doing it every single day. And then on Friday night, you want to go out and have a good time in the summer.
You can't even go anywhere.
Huh?
What are you going to do?
Well, I have plans.
You're going to listen to us.
Yeah, that's right. You mark that down.
And you're going to call in.
Uh-huh. Wait for that call.
He won't call in. He doesn't call anybody. He's too chicken to do that, too.
Listen, all you need to know is next week at this time, I'll be out on a blanket on a lake that I really am not going to describe at this particular point, having a fishing trip with a radio not tuned to this station, having a good time with somebody.
Okay.
No, that's not anything bad, because I did not suggest that I take a whole month off. That was suggested by somebody else. But I'm glad to... I thought that came about in the early moments of this conversation. I'd have to go back and listen to the conversation.
No, you were the one that said you were taking a whole month off. No one suggested it.
Well, but somebody offered somebody else to come in. I figured, why have three people here? I mean, I can take a... It was 6 feet apart. I want to obey the governor.
Mm-hmm.
We hit the break, Sean.
Oh, we did.
All right. But keep listening. There'll be a whole another hour of this scintillating conversation. So stay tuned.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. And we'll be back
here And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on